Madam Strange, Teller of the Future. Book 3, Web of Lies. Chapter 14. So, did you learn anything? Winnie asked. No, did you? Bianca replied sharply. It seemed obvious the two ghosts were unaware of the abilities they possessed. They could easily probe the minds of anyone they wanted to. They could discover hidden feelings or memories. Bianca had seen other ghosts do it. It was easy. So now what? Jerry asked. You tell me. I'm not even supposed to be here. I already did what you demanded. I don't owe you anything more. I want to just leave and let you figure out what you're going to do next. This isn't my problem. It's yours. But don't you go around helping people? Isn't that what you do? Isn't the fortune teller thing just a front? Jerry's question shocked Bianca. How does he know all that? Has he been probing me without my knowing it? Maybe these guys are better than I thought. People, yes. Ghosts, no. You don't believe us, do you? Winnie said. Bianca nodded. Why? I don't believe what anyone in this family is telling me. Something else is going on, but I can't figure out what it is, and I'm fed up with being manipulated. We're not manipulating you! You forced me to come here. You're expecting me to get information from your parents, if these people even are your real parents. Maybe that's a lie, too. But they know our names, Jerry protested. They know who we are. Oh, yes. They lost children named Gerald and Winifred. But how do I know if you two are the same Gerald and Winifred? Maybe you're imposters. Or delusional. Maybe you only think you're Gerald and Winifred. Or maybe I'm talking to two crazy ghosts, Bianca thought. How can this get any worse? She's right, Winnie said. Her comment surprised Bianca. So, are you going to tell me the truth now? Well, no. Why the hell not? Don't you think you owe me? It's not that easy. What do you mean? What Jerry means is that we don't know what the truth is, Bianca. I'm sorry. We thought we knew, but we're not sure now. Of the truth or anything else. Oh, I see. Please don't be angry with us. How could I not be angry? You used me, and now I'm trapped in whatever bizarre family drama is unfolding here. I should just dump the two of you out on the street and peel away from here. You can work it out with the Bixbys. You could, but you won't. That's not what you do, Jonathan said. Bianca knew Winnie was right. There was a reason these ghosts found her and drew her into this labyrinth. The deeper she went, the stranger things became. Bianca didn't want to leave now, even if she could. She wanted to know the truth. Her help was needed, obviously. But what could she do and how could she do it escaped her. There's no way out but in, Bianca thought grimly. I'm stuck here until this plays out. Bianca sighed. So now what? She asked. What do I do next? I'm all out of ideas. She knew by their silence they were too. The impasse lasted a moment or two. There was a knock on the RV door. Bianca opened it and saw Darla. Could I speak to you? She asked. Oh, I'm sorry. I see you have company. I'll come back later. No, it's okay. Please come in, Darla. Bianca paused to consider the opportunity that had arisen suddenly. The ghost and their alleged mother were together for the first time in many years. What would happen next? What could she make happen? Darla, this is Winnie, and her brother Jerry. Darla didn't react when she heard the names. Bianca waited. Didn't you have children named Jerry and Winnie? She asked. Darla nodded nervously. Bianca's question pained her. My Winnie and Jerry are gone, long gone. I think about them often. Bianca nodded. Jerry and Winnie waited silently. Is there a reason you came to see me? Bianca asked. Oh, yes, but I don't want to speak in front of your other guests. It's sort of private. We'll leave so you can talk, Jerry said. He started for the door. Winnie followed. Bianca let them go. Your friends? I hardly know them. We only met a few hours ago. Bianca gestured for Darla to sit at the table. What did you want to see me about? Well, I came to beg you not to give my husband any false hope. He's been through a lot. I'd hoped the ordeal was over, but now he's gone back to being the way he was at the height of the search. How was he? Excitable, agitated, uneasy. He almost lost his job a couple of times. I had to steady him and pull him through. And what about you? How did you handle everything? I guess I was the more realistic from the beginning. I knew they were gone, probably forever. You had no doubts, no hope? Hope seemed unrealistic. Hope is never unrealistic. Darla seemed unhappy with Bianca's comment. Please, I beg you, don't give him false hope. I don't know what another disappointment would do to him. They sat in silence for a few moments. Bianca felt sorry for Darla. Maybe I misjudged her, she thought. Maybe she had nothing to do with her children's disappearance. Bianca felt more frustrated than before. The mystery deepened, and there seemed no way out of it. "I'm only trying to help," Bianca apologized. "I know, and I appreciate your interest. It's just that I don't want to go through all that again, and I don't want Jonathan to go through it again." "It was horrible."
"I can imagine."
"I'm guessing you can do more than imagine."
"What do you mean, Darla?"
"You're a psychic, right?"
"Well, somewhat, yes."
"You get inside people's heads, don't you?"
"Well, sometimes, but not often. I don't do it by choice. It just happens."
"But you do know what goes on inside people, not just because they tell you, but because you can see and feel it for yourself."
"You could say that, yes," Bianca replied.
"And you must have run across people with experiences like ours."
"Once or twice.
So you know what it feels like to lose a child."
"I've had glimpses, yeah."
"I invite you to use your powers on me. Look inside me, Bianca. See if my feelings are genuine. I know you've doubted me. Check me out. See for yourself."
"How does she know I suspected her?" Bianca wondered. The answer seemed obvious.
"You're like me, aren't you?" Bianca asked. Darla nodded.
"Does anyone else know?"
Darla shook her head.
"I've never told anyone. I don't think anyone would have believed me if I had. And it's like you said, it just happens. I can't control it."
"And you know what happened to your children, don't you?"
Darla looked down at the empty table. There was a long silence. Bianca wondered if she should offer tea.
"Nothing happened to them," Darla whispered finally.
"What do you mean?"
"They didn't exist."
"What do you mean?"
"We never had children named Jerry and Winnie."
"The whole thing was a hoax?"
"More or less, yes."
"But why?"
"It was because of our other children."
"I don't understand."
"I wanted to frighten the other children. We were traveling. They kept wandering off. I told them the story about Jerry and Winnie to scare them, but it went too far."
Bianca sensed the truth Darla was hiding.
"You didn't just tell them, did you?"
"No, I hypnotized them. Jonathan, too. It was the only way I could keep everyone in line. I was losing him and them."
"What do you mean, losing?"
"Jonathan was threatening to leave me. He wanted to take the children with him. He would have been the abductor, you see. So I made up other children and also an abduction to frighten him into staying. It was easy."
"I guess it seemed easy back then, Darla, but it doesn't look that way now, does it?"
Darla shook her head.
"You could have just worked things out with Jonathan. I tried. He wouldn't listen."
"I pity you, Darla. You've done incalculable damage."
"It was the only way."
"I doubt it." Bianca didn't believe any of Darla's story. She wondered if Darla could sense her doubt or anything at all. They sat in silence again.
"There's something I needed to ask you," Darla said meekly.
"That's the reason you really came, isn't it?"
"Yes," Darla hesitated.
Bianca waited.
Why did you come here, Bianca? What brought you here?"
"Those two people who just left asked me to bring them here."
"Who are they?"
"They're your abducted children."
"Oh, God," Darla whimpered. "What have I done?"
"That's not the right question," Bianca said.
Darla looked at her. She saw no compassion in Bianca's eyes. Bianca suspected Darla had lied yet again. "The question is, why are you still lying?"
Darla angrily jumped up and started toward the door. Bianca grabbed her arm.
"You can't run away anymore. What you did has come back to haunt you, literally. I can go away, but they won't."
Darla wrenched her arm from Bianca's grip and left the RV. Winnie and Jerry appeared immediately.
"Did you hear any of that?" Bianca asked.
"Yes, we did."
"Your mother is a sick woman. Are you sure you want to stay here? I could take you back where we met, far away from them. We came to hurt them."
"I know, but I feel she's already been hurt far more than you could ever do."
"Oh, no. There's a lot more that we could do." "Her guilt was all inside her until now," Winnie said.
"But it's outside, in a sense, now that we're here," Jonathan added.
"Her suffering has only just begun," Winnie added.
Bianca grimaced. She knew what kinds of hurting ghosts could do.